People throughout Salt Lake City are rallying to protest the election of Donald Trump to the presidency. KUER's Whitney Evans attended two on Wednesday and has this report.
Outside the Salt Lake City government building on Wednesday, a sea of people with signs turned out to voice their fears and frustrations about an impending Trump presidency. A large number of those in the crowd were Hispanic and Latino, who said they're worried about Trump's promises to build a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border and deport undocumented immigrants. Elizabeth Lopez Medina is a teacher in West Valley City.
I have students sharing in tears that they are worried that their families are going to be separated, that their mom is going to go to one country and their dad is going to go to another country, and what's going to happen to them? Where are they going to be left?
Addison Hunter told the crowd it was her 17th birthday, and she's never felt less in control.
Will I have uneducated men telling me what to do with my body?
No!
Will I have to listen to lessons on female anatomy written by men with only hands-on experience?
No!
If I am assaulted, will my assaulter go to jail, or will we elect him next?
An hour earlier, ecclesiastical leaders gathered outside the Utah State Capitol building to pray for those who are in distress about the election. Reverend Vanetta Golfin Wilkerson is pastor of Granger Christian Church in West Valley City. She said the best way to move forward is to focus on solving problems close to home.
President-elect Trump was not my choice, but I could be angry about that and miss the point that I've got a brother or sister who's going to sleep with a rug or a blanket or something outside. So I can say, well, it's Trump's job to fix that, or it's Pastor Vanetta's job to fix that.
Post-election protests in other major cities like Los Angeles and New York have included riot police, burning Donald Trump effigies, and blocking freeway traffic. Whitney Evans, KUER News.